Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know that if you do not currently have health insurance between now and December 15th, you've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful? That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at getbenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. Getbenefits.info. That's getbenefits.info. Getbenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I've got ankylosing spondylitis, which is a arthritic disease, calcification of the major joints and spine. And I just don't have the pain that I used to have. It's really kind of amazing. Balance of Nature has been an amazing product. I've recommended it to literally hundreds. I'm a pastor, and I've said, y'all just try it. Give it a month. Give it a try. And so hopefully they have. But it's an amazing product, and the neatest thing is when you first open up that bottle and you can smell the fruits and vegetables. Every time I open one, I just get a big kick out of that.
For a limited time, use discount code KMC to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've probably heard of Boko Haram, but did you know there's another group of Islamic fundamentalists in Nigeria that is just as deadly? They're called the Fulani Herdsmen, and they don't get any headlines. But while they've been making nomads of themselves, some 7.5 million of them, they've been committing about 60,000 murders a year of Christian families. Friends, today, our friends at Christian Solidarity International are asking us if you could help rescue a family of Christians from the Fulani herdsmen. There are these intentional places where we can move them to, where we can offer security, shelter, food, and most importantly, medical attention. You can just imagine the kind of wounds from bullets and from machetes that they leave when they ride down and attack a village of Christian people. But friends, right now they need our help. 888-342-1010 is the number. $225 provides shelter, medicine, and food for that family. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Fusion.
Amplifying truth
and pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough,
All right, a lot to get to in the coming hour. We will check in with Britt McHenry of Fox News on this weekend sports. David Benham here to talk about a brand new religious discrimination case in Arizona. Kayleigh McEnany weighs in on the president's accomplishments overseas. And starting us off, Mike Huckabee with a yet unreported big scoop. Stay with us.
Bench thinking.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
We look forward to meeting with President Putin, but on the basis of what took place with respect to the ships and the sailors, that was the sole reason.
That was the president remarking on why he didn't end up meeting with the Russian president and why he's not going to while he's in the overseas capacity at the G20. There'll be more on that, of course, as the trip concludes. And we've got a big show for you. I'm really excited. Britt McHenry's back to talk weekend sports. I have to be a little bit proud. I mean, a miracle happened in the NFL last night. David Benham You know, he and Jason from their HGTV show that got canceled because of the pressure to be politically correct. He's weighing in on a brand new story coming out of Arizona where some artists are under pressure there. Kaylee McEnany with us. But every single Friday, it is a joy to turn this microphone over to my next guest. He has insight from not only his experience in the public sector, serving the public in many different areas, but also having a good degree of experience in the media complex as well. Someone I consider a bit of a mentor and a friend, certainly somebody that helped me a lot on my last book because he scribbled the intro. And then when he put me on his TV show, it was the bestseller. Beat Andrew Breitbart for the first 2 weeks it was out, just because of Governor Mike Huckabee and all the wonderful things that he does. Governor, welcome back. Good to have you on this Friday.
Well, it's a pleasure to be back, Kevin. Thank you.
So I want to get to this story that is yet not really bubbled up to the surface big time. I've only seen a couple of reports about it today, but you've got some context to it. There is a whistleblower scandal that has kind of been exposed. It involves the Clinton Foundation. It involves the Department of Justice. It involves materials that this person may have turned over to Congress. Give us the latest on what it all is.
Well, Kevin, Daily Caller is about the only major news organization that's even reporting this right now. But the attorney for Dennis Nathan Cain, who is a whistleblower, which, by the way, means he is federally protected as a whistleblower, had his home raided by 16 FBI agents on November the 19th, who came in and spent 6 hours ransacking his house looking for material related to the Clinton Foundation and the Uranium One purchase. Now, here's what's interesting. Everything they were looking for, he had already turned over to both the House and Senate committees that he did his whistleblowing to. So this appears not to be a genuine and legitimate attempt to get information. This appears to be an intimidation tactic to basically tell him, you need to back away. Don't keep pushing this. By the way, guess who was the FBI director during the time when the Clinton Foundation got all this big money from Russia, when Russia was able to buy the Uranium One assets? A guy named Bob Mueller was FBI director at the time. I mean, this stuff just continues to stink to high heaven, but you'll never, ever see any of this on the mainstream media.
Governor, let's talk about this for a second, because I think people listening to us, if they understand, if they took their civics classes and passed with a passing grade, they know that the DOJ is a part of the executive branch extension. So it's part of the piece of government that supposedly the administration has control over, the president actually directs, et cetera, et cetera. How is the DOJ acting in such an unfriendly way during this administration?
Well, because this is a DOJ that has never accepted that the president is Donald Trump. That's why you had Lisa Page, Peter Strzok, Andrew McCabe, that Rob Rosenstein, clearly not happy with the election. Sally Yates, temporary AG, fired because she said, you know, I'm not going to do what this president says. I don't think he's legitimate. I mean, this is a whole cast of characters, whether it's James Comey or some of the other people I've already mentioned who have clearly demonstrated, add Bruce Orr to that list. These are people who are part of the resistance, and they're supposed to be federal employees subject to the direction of the duly elected president. But they have refused and steadfastly said, we're not going to be a part of this administration. There's got to be a house cleaning over there.
But Governor,
Jeff Sessions was not willing to do it.
No, he wasn't. And I think Jeff Sessions is a good man, but I think he was
good man. No doubt.
Either in over his head, or there were things that were so nefarious going on that he just wasn't able to get to it. But that brings up an interesting point, Governor, because there has to be someone at the DOJ that gives such an order to go and do. There has to be someone at the DOJ that is willfully taking the administration's directives and doing the opposite. How do we find that person? And wouldn't pop in the head of the zit right there? Wouldn't that begin to relieve some of this?
It really would. And there's an acting attorney general, Whitaker. I don't know if he's going to penetrate into this and find out what's going on. But at some point, the president needs to appoint a permanent and a very strong attorney general who does not go native, who doesn't become a part of the very operation that he needs to fundamentally change.
Lindsey Graham.
And somebody goes over there and demands answers and starts holding people accountable for either breaking the law or acting unethically and abusing the power that they have.
Yeah.
Because when you start weaponizing federal agencies to go after political opponents, you not just violate the Constitution, both in spirit and letter, but you destroy the underpinnings of our system of government where everybody is supposed to be equal under the law. When Democrats are more equal than the people who oppose them, then we basically have destroyed our republic.
Yeah. Any thoughts on who you'd like to see there? I'd love to see Attorney General Lindsey Graham step up. I mean, the way he conducted himself in the Kavanaugh hearings, I think he would have the right temperament not to go native.
I think you're right. Lindsey Graham would be a terrific choice. I don't think he would be interested, but Trey Gowdy would be another person that I could see maybe in.
He'd never get confirmed, though. That's the problem,
he
though.
He probably wouldn't. It'd be a tough one. Lindsey would because.
But the Senate's never turned down one of their own. And the
they rarely do, although they almost turned down Jeff Sessions. Let's remember.
That's true. That's true.
Pally, buddy, buddy with Jeff Sessions. And when he went through the confirmation, they called him a racist. It's like, wait a minute. He was your pal just a few days ago, and now he's a racist all of a sudden. When did that happen?
That's true. I could see Mayor Giuliani. Just anybody with a good, strong prosecutor's background that's going to be thinking in the position. I've got to be sheriffing and getting rid of the graft inside the department as much as I am any of the cases that are coming to us. And until we get that person that's really that objective, these people obviously feel like they can act with impunity, and that's really scary.
Well, Kevin, the sad thing is they have acted with impunity, and they continue to, because who's holding them accountable? Nobody can, because they have so many layers of insulation between them and a jail cell that they are just able to continue to thumb their nose at justice. And they have a lot of people inside who are protecting them. And we know that McCabe is under investigation, and Strzok and Page apparently are. But will anything come of it? Nothing came of Lois Lerner at the IRS. Nothing came of the people under Lois Lerner who abused that agency and just attacked and harassed conservative and pro-life and pro-Israel organizations. So I'd love to say I think something's going to happen, but the president's got to put someone in that position as AG, and a Lindsey Graham would be a great choice who will take names and kick some butt.
Yeah. All right, Governor, we appreciate your analysis of it, as always. What's on the big show this weekend? Just 10 seconds.
We're going to have a great opportunity to visit with Mike Lee, senator from Utah.
He's one of my heroes.
Not only the first-step criminal justice system, but a great constitutionalist. And he also pushes back against Jeff Flakey Flake for the ridiculous position he's taken that's blocking good judicial nominations.
Well, that and more, Huckabee Today, Saturday, Sunday nights, 8 and 11. Check it out. It's on TBN exclusively. And, Governor, always appreciative of your time.
Thank you, Kevin. Have a great weekend.
You do the same. Kevin McCullough Radio. Stay with us.
Shield my head in the day of battle.
Right.
Amen?
Amen. Amen.
From the studio that brought you Fireproof and War Room.
I'd like for you to have more non-combat experience first, but a military-wide shortage of chaplains says otherwise.
Well, I signed up to be where the need is, sir.
Based on the extraordinary true story.
I just feel like there's something more that's happening between us.
It's not between you two. It's between you two and that war.
Now they must face one more battle. The fight for their marriage.
He's a different man now, and if that's not evidence that there's a good God working here, bringing us something better through pain. What is?
One marriage, one family, under God.
It is with great honor that I've served my country, but I only stand before you today because Jesus is my rock, and because I have a family who loves and believes in me.
Indivisible, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters October 26th. For tickets and showtimes, go to indivisiblemovie.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough with great news from MyPillow. Right now, the most unbelievable offer to get you in a completely new sleep system at the lowest lowest price possible. It's the bed topper from MyPillow, new and improved with patent-pending material that helps keep your body in delta sleep and the same great internal fill that helps your body stay as still and as restful as possible. But not only that, when you buy the bed topper from the MyPillow people right now, you're going to get two standard MyPillows free. In addition, call right now, 800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. You'll get 30% off the topper, and you'll get the two free pillows. That's 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and get the bed topper with two standard MyPillows free. That's 1-800-506-2641, and use the promo code KMC, 800-506-2641. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've probably heard of Boko Haram, but did you know there's another group of Islamic fundamentalists in Nigeria that is just as deadly? They're called the Fulani herdsmen, and they don't get any headlines. But while they've been making nomads of themselves, some 7.5 million of them, they've been committing about 60,000 murders a year of Christian families. Friends, today, our friends at Christian Solidarity International are asking us if you could help rescue a family of Christians from the Fulani herdsmen. There are these intentional places where we can move them to, where we can offer security, shelter, food, and most importantly, medical attention. You can just imagine the kind of wounds from bullets and from machetes that they leave when they ride down and attack a village of Christian people. But friends, right now they need our help. 888-342-1010 is the number. $225 provides shelter, medicine, and food for that family. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10 Energy. Hydrate and CoQ10ergize the healthy way. More absorbable CoQ10, caffeine, sugar, and carb free. And it's free to you. kmcfree.com.
Who better to keep her eye on the swamp? Take a Harvard law grad and someone who knows the media underbelly like the back of her hand and set her loose. National spokesperson for the Republican National Committee, Kayleigh McEnany. Exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Yep, every Friday we look forward to chatting with Kayleigh, because not only does she represent the GOP as their national spokesperson, but she's also a Harvard-trained attorney and someone who has worked at all the major networks. And Kayleigh, let me ask you this before we get to the stuff about the administration, because it's good stuff today. The Trump administration winning a big one on international trade and kind of getting to celebrate that in his foreign travel today. But the Mark Lamont Hill story from yesterday and CNN's firing of him and Temple University not firing him. Now, I don't know if you were ever opposite Mark at CNN. I opposed him a bunch of times at Fox, yeah. But we were friendly off the air, but I was really dismayed at his comments, and I was glad CNN let him go. I'm kind of shocked that Temple's holding on to him. Your reaction to all that?
Yeah, I'm surprised too. And Mark Lamont Hill was always a very pleasant person to be around off the airwaves. Very nice guy. So that's why I was so kind of taken aback by his comments. I know he's a very far left individual, but I mean, nevertheless, to make the statement he made about Israel, it's completely irresponsible, wrong, no place for that kind of commentary. Good for CNN for letting him go. But I'm surprised that Temple's holding on to him. But yet, should I be surprised? Because, you know, the liberal mainstream media made a wise decision here, but the liberal university and academia did not. So
if the media lives in a bubble where they only talk to themselves and they only make decisions about the things that they do, the academia is 10 times worse.
Oh, 10 times worse. There's no doubt about it. I spent about a decade of my life in academia in Harvard, Oxford, Georgetown. You know, I've been there, and it's very far left. It's kind of like a bastion for socialist ideas that are never countered by reality.
Right.
The real world,
and no one can ever be fired. No matter what they do, nobody ever leaves. So that's the other thing. Hey, talk to us about the president's big morning this morning.
Yeah, big morning for the president, signing, making official the USMCA. That's, of course, the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. It is not just a renegotiated NAFTA, but a torn-up NAFTA and a better plan put in place that will benefit American workers. And I have to give a shout-out to Jared Kushner here. Basically, we were on the edge of NAFTA expiring and entering a kind of dangerous territory without any agreement with these countries. And Jared Kushner spent a weekend on the phone with the ambassador from Mexico, with representatives from Canada, and he made this happen. So a lot of credit to him. He received Mexico's highest award for a non-citizen today, and it's well-deserved.
Mexico's highest award?
Yes, that's right.
So. Well, so much for our administration being hated by our neighbors and being told that we're only out for the welfare of Americans.
Exactly. We're actually on very strong footing with the new Mexican governor, President Obrador, and it's a great thing to see that relationship move forward, especially in the face of a media that said it could never happen.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the handling of what has turned into I really do believe this, Kaylee. You can give me your opinion. I've been saying it on the air for a few days, but when the president turned in his questions to the independent the special counsel last week, we immediately didn't hear anything else about the president. We started hearing about Jerome Corsi and Paul Manafort and Roger Stone and all these people all over again. And Mr. Cohen, of course. And I think that that's primarily because they didn't get anything in the president's answers to really use against him. And so they're going back to the people that they had already kind of isolated and said, we're going to come after you because they just don't have anywhere else to go. Is that a wrong assumption on my part?
No, that's an accurate assumption and analysis on your part. This is a special counsel trying to legitimize its own existence. Bob Mueller did not find collusion because it doesn't exist. So to legitimize the waste of taxpayer dollars for 2 years, he's basically laying perjury traps in the case of Jerome Corsi. In other cases, you know, there are pre-existing crimes with Cohen, and then Cohen perjured himself. Not an acceptable thing to do, but nevertheless, not collusion. So he's trying to find anything and everything to legitimize his existence and, as I said, the waste of taxpayer dollars.
I think that their office was taken a little bit by surprise that Corsi didn't accept that his plea deal. And I think that that gives Corsi a lot more opportunity to speak freely about how he was treated in the special counsel process. What are your thoughts on that?
Right. I think you're right. And I'm glad that Corsi is, because it is really alarming. I watched him the other night say that he had 60,000 emails to turn them over to the special counsel. He had forgotten that he had forwarded an email. And, you know, fair enough. I forget what emails I sent 3 days ago. Fair enough to forget forwarding one. So he said he had not forwarded this specific email, got his emails back, realized he actually had. Updated his testimony. Robert Mueller was fine with it, and then all of a sudden decided, you know, a little later on, he was going to go after him for perjury. So that's the kind of thing that is, by definition, a perjury trap. That's what it looks like, and that's exactly what Bob Mueller is doing here.
Well, and it's interesting because I had Alan Dershowitz on the show this time yesterday, and he said, you know, the problem with this, Kev, is that all the crimes that he's getting people for happened in two time frames, either 10 years before the campaign since Robert Mueller became the head of the special counsel. And what they're having trouble doing is pinning down any kind of real crime. Now, I guess Cohen's admitting that they spoke about the Trump Tower between January of 16 and June of 16. But, Kaylee, refresh my memory. Trump wasn't the official nominee of the party until after the convention, which was sometime in June. So wouldn't it have been natural that he would have been living his life, doing his business, going to work, doing his job, which is to name buildings after himself and build new things and that kind of thing in more cities all over the world, up until he was the actual nominee?
Exactly, or up until he was, you know, president of the United States. If you're a businessman in this country, you're not expected to close down your business to run for president. The two operate simultaneously because, of course, there's a chance you don't become the president. So it is completely normal for him to be pursuing other projects, in ordinary course of business here. But they're going to try to make anything look nefarious if it has the name Trump and Russia involved.
Right. Let's talk about the Republican strategy to close out 18. You've got just a few days left. There's a little bit of legislative agenda that can be done. What is the party still hoping to finish before the end of this year?
We're trying to advance our nominees forward on the judicial front. And as you said, very few legislative days. The president, his key priority is border wall funding. We need to get to $5 billion, and it's in the hands of Congress to make that happen.
Well, so I suppose if people called their congressman at 202-224-3121, that might be helpful.
Absolutely. Call your congressman, lobby them, let's get it done.
That number again, 202-224-3121. I think I've called it a few times. It just kind of rolls off the tongue now. Kayleigh McEnany, always a joy. Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough Radio, we've got a very busy show yet straight ahead. The latest on that Mark Lamont Hill story and other very important items. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough with great news from MyPillow. Right now, the most unbelievable offer to get you in a completely new sleep system at the lowest price possible. It's the Bed Topper from MyPillow, new and improved with patent-pending material that helps keep your body in delta sleep and the same great internal fill that helps your body stay as still and as restful as possible. But not only that, when you buy the Bed Topper from the MyPillow people right now, you're going to get two standard MyPillows free. In addition, call right now, 800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. You'll get 30% off the topper, and you'll get the two free pillows. That's 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and get the Bed Topper with two standard MyPillows free. That's 1-800-506-2641, and use the promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've probably heard of Boko Haram, but did you know there's another group of Islamic fundamentalists in Nigeria that is just as deadly? They're called the Fulani herdsmen, and they don't get any headlines. But while they've been making nomads of themselves, some 7.5 million of them, they've been committing about 60,000 murders a year of Christian families. Friends, today, our friends at Christian Solidarity International are asking us if you could help rescue a family of Christians from the Fulani herdsmen. There are these intentional places where we can move them to, where we can offer security, shelter, food, and most importantly, medical attention. You can just imagine the kind of wounds from bullets and from machetes that they leave when they ride down and attack a village of Christian people. But friends, right now they need our help. 888-342-1010 is the number. $225 provides shelter, medicine, and food for that family. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10-ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10 Energy. Hydrate and CoQ10ergize the healthy way. More absorbable CoQ10, caffeine, sugar, and carb free. And it's free to you. kmcfree.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know that if you do not currently have health insurance between now and December 15th, you've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful? That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at getbenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. Getbenefits.info. That's getbenefits.info. Getbenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443.
confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, it's an unusually big news day for Friday, and we're still rolling through a lot of headlines that are coming on, and we've got a lot yet to discuss, so don't go away for the rest of this hour. But for this next segment, I want to just bring to a story to your attention. I was not aware of this until I saw it in Fox News early this morning. Two artists could face jail time. This is under a new Arizona anti-discrimination ordinance, quote unquote, that would punish them for, well, take two guesses. Refusing to service same-sex weddings. Brianna Kosky and Joanna Duca of the Brush and Nib Studio are challenging the new law, and it stipulates that they could face severe punishment for not creating artwork for same-sex weddings. Their attorney, Kristen Wagoner, said that they could be sentenced to 6 months for jail every day that they break the new law, plus ensuing civil penalties and fees. Americans shouldn't have to wait to be thrown in jail before they can challenge an unjust law, said Wagoner, who noted that the women are preemptively challenging the law to avoid breaking it in the future. So there's a lawsuit filed, but this is what they could be up against should they be found guilty of breaking this new ordinance. Someone who knows a little bit about such a thing lost a TV show with his brother. They are authors and entrepreneurs, motivational speakers, etc. He's got a new book actually coming out with our publishing arm, Regnery Publishing, in February. But David and Jason Benham are not strangers to either the Christian or conservative communities in America. And David rejoins us here at Kevin McCullough Radio. David, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me, Kevin. Appreciate it.
When you hear about this happening, and again, this is happening in the aftermath of the cake baking case that's been decided. It's in the aftermath of some of the photography cases that have been decided. What goes through your head that states are still trying to force people to do something that their conscience doesn't allow them to do?
Well, first of all, the first thing that goes through my mind, which goes through probably most Americans' minds, is the hypocrisy of the sexual moral revolution. You know, fashion designers are hailed as heroes for refusing to design Melania Trump's dress for the inaugural ball. And yet cake bakers and florists are called haters for not choosing to endorse messages or events that are against their convictions. I mean, this is just it's hypocrisy, and people are really sick of it. So I appreciate the Alliance Defending Freedom and these ladies in Arizona that are looking to do this pre-enforcement action. It's important that they deal with these things so that our children don't have to be compelled by government force to act against their convictions.
Yeah, I think, and I started talking about this about 2 years before Masterpiece case even came about, but for a long time, we've been on a kind of a collision course on the same railroad track from one direction, having groups that are all about, quote, sexual rights and wanting to have their expression and do what they want to do. And the other is the firm First Amendment protection that people have to worship and believe as they wish. And these two have been on a head-to-head collision course for a long time. And now it's you know, that we've had some glancing blows at the Supreme Court and some other things, but there still seems to be, even in the Masterpiece case, there was you go back, and now the state of Colorado is trying to litigate that on a different level. I'm not even exactly sure of the argument that they make, but after the Supreme Court has said, no, this is a settled issue. He has the right to practice his faith and not be compelled to do something that goes against what he honestly believes. David, you and your brother have been impacted by this. You see these cases. Yep. What's it going to take to get some sort of certainty to where there's a finality on this issue?
Yeah, well, first we have to understand the resolve from the radical left. The ceiling always becomes the floor in the moral revolution. First, they come for acceptance. Then they want celebration. Then they want appreciation. And now it's forced participation. And we have to actually have an awareness across the community, across America, that, look, this ceiling will become the floor. They will not stop. So we have to be very resolute in articulating our point. So here, from my brother and I, we gave HGTV, when we got fired, the thumbs up for firing us because we live in a free country. They are a business. They can make a business decision if they want. Of course, I disagree with the reason they fired us, because they got bullied and intimidated by the thought mafia. But regardless, I believe they had the right to fire us.
Right.
On the other side of this coin, this revolution does not have the right to use government force to force someone against their conviction. Where is it going to stop? So are we going to force jewelers to make jewelry with Nazi, German jewelers to make jewelry with Nazi swastikas on it? Are we going to force Muslim bakers or Muslim delicatessen owners to serve ham? I mean, where is it going to stop? So do we have to force a family-owned print shop to print flyers for a striptease contest at a local strip club? Well, you see what I'm saying? So
yeah. No, the amount of hypocrisy is legendary in this situation. And I appreciate your perspective on it, David, and for your new book coming out in February. Congrats. We will look forward to talking to you closer to that time as well. But thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it, bud.
Kevin McCullough Radio. Much more straight ahead. Don't go away.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I thought I had a sinus headache for a few days, but I had a massive brain aneurysm, hemorrhage of the brain, and a stroke, and I was on my deathbed. I was on a respirator in a coma for 35 days. And 3 months later, I came home in a wheelchair. I had double vision. I had to learn to walk again, to speak again. One and one is two, write the alphabet. You know, if I went out and did a little something, I'd come home, I'd be in bed. Now, I'm up by like 5:30 in the morning, and I go to the gym. I do shopping. I cook. I have energy all day. I mean, I feel great. Overall, my whole outlook, just feeling, my mental aspect, everything is better.
For a limited time, use discount code KMC, and we'll take 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies and have them shipped to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751, or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough with great news from MyPillow. Right now, the most unbelievable offer to get you in a completely new sleep system at the lowest price possible. It's the Bed Topper from MyPillow, new and improved with patent-pending material that helps keep your body in delta sleep and the same great internal fill that helps your body stay as still and as restful as possible. But not only that, when you buy the Bed Topper from the MyPillow people right now, you're going to get two standard MyPillows free. In addition, call right now, 800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. You'll get 30% off the topper, and you'll get the two free pillows. That's 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and get the bed topper with two standard MyPillows free. That's 1-800-506-2641, and use the promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've probably heard of Boko Haram, but did you know there's another group of Islamic fundamentalists in Nigeria that is just as deadly? They're called the Fulani Herdsmen, and they don't get any headlines. But while they've been making nomads of themselves, some 7.5 million of them, they've been committing about 60,000 murders a year of Christian families. Friends, today, our friends at Christian Solidarity International are asking us if you could help rescue a family of Christians from the Fulani herdsmen. There are these intentional places where we can move them to, where we can offer security, shelter, food, and most importantly, medical attention. You can just imagine the kind of wounds from bullets and from machetes that they leave when they ride down and attack a village of Christian people. But friends, right now they need our help. 888-342-1010 is the number. $225 provides shelter, medicine, and food for that family. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10-ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10 Energy. Hydrate and CoQ10 Energize the healthy way. More absorbable CoQ10, caffeine, sugar, and carb-free. And it's free to you. kmcfree.com.
Happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, I'm very thrilled to be kind of wrapping up the week. And last week, it was a busy weekend for me because if you're listening here locally in New York, you know that I was on the morning show on the Friday. And then Saturday, I did my nationally syndicated TV and radio show. And then Sunday night, I was on TV in Washington, D.C. with my next guest, who has her own local show on Fox 5 in Washington, D.C. But now she's also got her national show on Fox Nation, which just launched this week. And she was with me on radio, too. We worked our little tails off to the bone last week. Britt McHenry, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back.
Yeah. So it was like I was your work husband for the weekend.
You really were. It was a jam-packed weekend. I would like to say that it kept me out of the mall from shopping.
Yeah, I'm sure that didn't happen.
Holidays, but it did not. Yeah. But I did. So. I got it all done in one swoop. So.
Well, that's good. That's good. But see, I like your approach to this. You're like, you seem to be more of a no-nonsense shopper. And here's the problem with men and women. Their shopping styles are just different. Men are like, what's on my list? Go through the door, find it, price check it, get the cheapest one, go to the register, pay for it, leave. My bride and I go into a show like, I kind of like this, but let me keep looking. And then we look through the entire 782 different stores and we come, what do? We come back to the first one and buy the thing that she liked from the beginning. And I'm fine to do that. It's just she needs to process, you know, there's more. She's taking in more data than me, I guess, in that regard. Anyway.
My tip would be to go to, so I live near Nordstrom Rack, so I just never pay full retail. You get in there, there's a wide assortment of stuff. You just start seeing things you can get for different people. And then when you go to purchase everything, it's one swoop, and you see on your receipt how much you saved.
Yeah, no, that's very cool.
Instead of me saving money.
There you go. Well, hey, listen, the channel launched this week and your show launched last night. How'd you feel about it?
I felt really good. You know, it's obviously a difference. We've been rehearsing for 2 months now, and I feel like every time we've come up, because as you know, I'm still not living in New York.
Right.
That could change very soon. But it was always something was used in promotion, and you see pictures and video end up somewhere, and that was cool. But this is the first time that we really had that real energy of a show. And we had a lawyer on yesterday. We have a former CIA direct operative on today. And so we had a lot of fun. It's freewheeling. And if anyone wants to download Fox Nation, it's only, you know, I think $5.99 a month. The future is streaming. I have so many different apps on my phone. You can watch our shows whenever.
Yeah.
And there's no constraints of commercial. So we just really get into in-depth discussions. And it's a good platform for Tyrus and I think, to grow.
No, I think it was great. I think you two do well together. You know that I coach talent and so forth. And I think that this is a good pairing. Both of you help the other one be stronger in different ways. And
yeah.
I like the vibe of the whole of the whole set. And the more you do it, the longer you do a team show, just the better you get. You start anticipating each other and you understand where each other's going and all that kind of stuff, which will be even better for the viewer long term. One of the stories you guys talked about last night was this really weird gender neutral Celine Dion thing. What the heck is that?
She made this commercial and it's been getting buzz for a couple weeks because I think it's a few weeks old. But she made a commercial about this clothing line she has, gender neutral. And personally, Kevin, I don't find the clothing that attractive. It's weird. There's like crosses on it and horns. And it isn't your typical yellow and gray for gender neutral baby clothes. But she did this commercial where she goes into a newborn ward of a hospital and starts you know, black, starts sprinkling black dust over the kids and then gets arrested. It's just a very bizarre video if anyone has the desire to YouTube it. And we discussed that. And I'm very firm on a boy is a boy, a girl is a girl. If a human wants to grow up and make choices on their own, I may not want taxpayer dollars to support it, but it's really not my place to kind of get into all that.
Right.
So it just is creepy on a few levels for me, especially when we're trying to assign genderless kids. I mean, they're babies. Like, it's just,
well, and
a little
and the problem with that is if you do that, like, so I've got people I've talked to on all sides of that issue, as you can imagine. It's mm-hmm. it's actually a form of child abuse to not give yeah. that child some direction about what their anatomy means. And
yes.
like to keep them in the dark on things is just, I just think that's wrong. So again, older, you make your choice, you go and do things. Well, we all stand accountable for our actions when we reach a certain age. But until that time comes, I mean, this story that we tracked down last week where there's this divorced couple in Texas and the mother is trying to keep the child insisting that he live as a girl when he's at her house, and when he's at dad's house, he doesn't want anything to do with the girly stuff. He's just like, no, I don't want anything to do with that. And he's like burning
That's
the clothes
so
and all
weird.
This kind of stuff. And she wants him to get the steroid treatment at age 8, which is like another 18 months away. And that could permanently alter, that'll permanently alter his male capacity to be a father someday. So it's like, mm-hmm. There's all sorts of layers are wrong with that. But anyway, that's not the main thing. I just don't want Celine to be weird. So just, you know, she lost her husband. Things haven't been great. She lost her Vegas show. She's got to do something, I guess. But anyway,
I guess got some time on her hands, but it's part of the celebrity trend that I feel is just so out of touch. It's always a way for them to make a buck, but seem like they're very trendy and liberal, like vegan baby food for Jennifer Garner or genderless clothing for Celine Dion. It's like, just give back to a local shelter community.
Yeah,
like,
there you go. Now we're talking. Yeah. Hey, speaking of this weekend, I know that, for people that are just listening, Britt was a major, major sports analyst for ESPN. She did the NFL and MLB. In fact, sometimes she got to do the post-game interviews when other people passed on them or they weren't where they're supposed to be. And that's if you listen to the morning show when she was in a couple of weeks or last week, you heard that whole story. But Britt, real quickly, last night, Dallas Cowboys may have changed the whole arc of the NFC. I mean, the Rams now get probably the playoff game at their place if everything holds from here to the end. How big of a ripple was this last night?
It was a huge ripple. I mean, I think it got Jason Garrett some time. Jerry Jones obviously loves them. I know it's your team, Kevin. You love rooting for the Cowboys. They've had a 4-0 run in that division. Obviously, Alex Smith
injury,
leg injury,
right,
has put a wrinkle in everything. So I believe now are the Cowboys first in the division?
Yeah, first, and probably by a couple of games. But there's no way they'll catch the other two divisions, so
I still think the Saints are going to win the Super Bowl, though. So okay. I put my money on that. I don't think they wanted to tip their hand fully on their playbook, and I think the officiating was really bad.
And real quickly, Minnesota versus New England this weekend. Who do you like there?
I think I might go New England.
All right. That's going to make someone on our staff very sad here at the radio station. But, you know, I'm sorry. Hey, Britt, always good to check her out tonight on Fox Nation. Go to foxnation.com to get the subscription. And then those of you that want to check her out on Fox 5 over the weekend in D.C. Britt, always good to have you. Thanks for being here.
You too. Thanks.
Coming back with my final thought. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now.
All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample, all to their own, with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10 Energy. Hydrate and CoQ10 Energize the healthy way. More absorbable CoQ10, caffeine, sugar, and carb-free. And it's free to you. kmcfree.com.
You shield my head in the day of battle.
Right.
Amen?
Amen.
From the studio that brought you Fireproof and War Room.
I'd like for you to have more non-combat experience first, but a military-wide shortage of chaplains says otherwise.
Well, I signed up to be where the need is, sir.
Based on the extraordinary true story.
I just feel like there's something more that's happening between us.
It's not between you two. It's between you two and that war.
Now they must face one more battle, the fight for their marriage.
He's a different man now, and if that's not evidence that there's a good God working here, bringing us something better through pain, what is?
One marriage, one family, under God.
It is with great honor that I have served my country, but I only stand before you today because Jesus is my rock, and because I have a family who loves and believes in me.
Indivisible, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters October 26th. For tickets and showtimes, go to indivisiblemovie.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I've got ankylosing spondylitis, which is a arthritic disease, calcification of the major joints and spine, and I just don't have the pain that I used to have. It's really kind of amazing. Balance of Nature has been an amazing product. I've recommended it to literally hundreds. I'm a pastor, and I've said, y'all just try it. Give it a month. Give it a try. And so hopefully they have, but it's an amazing product, and the neatest thing is when you first open up that bottle and you can smell the fruits and vegetables. Every time I open one, I just get a big kick out of that.
For a limited time, use discount code KMC to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough with great news from MyPillow. Right now, the most unbelievable offer to get you in a completely new sleep system at the lowest price possible. It's the Bed Topper from MyPillow, new and improved with patent-pending material that helps keep your body in delta sleep and the same great internal fill that helps your body stay as still and as restful as possible. But not only that, when you buy the Bed Topper from the MyPillow people right now, you're going to get two standard MyPillows free. In addition, call right now, 800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. You'll get 30% off the topper, and you'll get the two free pillows. That's 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and get the bed topper with two standard MyPillows free. That's 1-800-506-2641, and use the promo code KMC. 800-506-2641.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, glad to end the week with you and hope that you'll be back, of course, on Monday. We'll have so much breaking news to talk about and make sure that we get you home. Right frame of mind. I'd say I know that what you need is you've been at it all day and you need just to help me. You need me to help you just fill in the blanks. What's going on? Give you some perspective analysis and meaning to all of it. And that's what we try to do. I think we have the best lineup of guests, whether they be regular or special interest, where we go and get the people that are really covering the news and doing the right thing on each story each day. Speaking of which, update on that story that we covered yesterday, the Mark Lamont Hill, he was quoted all day yesterday as saying he wanted to see Israel gone. He wanted a free Palestine from the river to the sea. That's terrorist language for we want that place to be run by Palestinians and not by Israelis. And he said that. Well, CNN has fired him. Temple University has kept him on for whatever reason. That's not offensive enough for Temple University in Philadelphia to part ways with him. So just FYI, if you got a kid, think about going to Temple. Might want to reconsider that. But speaking of things that are obviously offensive,
The Huffington Post lampooned yesterday after calling a Christmas classic, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, seriously problematic, claims that it's sexist and that it bullies. Viewers are noticing the tale may not be so jolly after all, the video said, and they're sharing their observations online. Among the observations were the suggestion that TV classic was about racism and homophobia and called Santa Claus abusive and bigoted, of course. Can't have anything that doesn't invoke those two terms on some level, right? The video also suggests it's problematic for Rudolph's father to tell him to wear a fake nose. All this over this children's classic that really has been a sweet part of holiday tradition forever. But the same people went after ABC's A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, and they've been after a whole number of other things. It is pretty ridiculous when, in this day and age, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is seen as being in somehow offensive. But Mark Lamont Hill can say, let's erase Israel from the river to the sea, and that's not. Please explain the difference. What are they going to come up with next? Are they going to argue that the men who fought in World War II were chauvinists because they all let their wives stay home while they were on the battlefield? It's about as bad as it gets, and it's about where we're headed. Anyway, have a great weekend. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.